Welcome to Brain Junk. I'm Amy Barton.
And I'm Trace Kerr. And this is everything you never knew you wanted to know about a stinky bird.
I want to know everything about this.
Okay, so I need you to look up the Watson bird. So it's H-O-A-T-Z-I-N, Watson.
This is such a fancy turkey. I love it. It's a turkey peacock. You all go look it up too, okay? Unless you're driving.
Yeah, because they are, let's see, spiky feathers coming off the top of the head. Straight out of like 80s rock star kind of look.
Yeah.
Blue skin on the face, cherry red eyes.
The eye is creepy.
Yeah. Oh, isn't it? It's blood red. And then buff brown and white banding. It's a long, tall bird, chicken sized. Okay. So it's in a tree, size of a chicken, long tail feathers. And don't you think the head is too small for its body?
Yes. Especially when the wings, there's a YouTube that keeps popping up a preview with its wings unfurled and they're open and it's this beautiful red cape of feathers and like no visible head because it's so small.
Well, they live in the eastern base of the Andes all the way to the coast of Brazil.
Okay.
Like you said, it had its wings out, but they suck at flying. They have, the little ones have a single claw at the end of each wingtip.
Oh.
And yes, like I said before, it stinks.
So it's like a stinky dinosaur chicken.
It is a stinky dinosaur chicken. That's our next t-shirt.
Yes.
But okay, so before we get to the stinking, I want to talk about the claws on their wing.
Me too.
So the nestlings, they hatch out and they have like a pterodactyl at the knuckle of their wing, a little claw on each wing. And when babies in the nest are frightened by predators, you know, it's up there and maybe there's a snake or something, it will jump from the nest, often into water, splash down, and then it's got to get back up to the nest. So it uses the claws to climb. I'm going to send you a link to a video.
Looking at an illustration that shows where the claw is. And people, if we were birds, it would be like doing an elbow strike on somebody. That's really dangerous looking.
Okay, just emailed you.
Okay.
The baby Watson.
I've gone down a rabbit hole. I'm looking at, like, now I'm looking at a comparison between it and another bird, and the other bird is more beautiful. Okay. I'm finding the link.
Okay. And when you open the video, go to 1:16.
I'm enjoying a wonderful Wells Fargo commercial. There we go.
Yeah. The side view of this baby Watson looks something like something straight out of Jurassic Park.
Okay.
Which I've noticed has come up a lot lately in our episodes. I'm sorry, guys. We're obsessed and we're also Gen X.
Oh my gosh, they're so cute. It's like a feathery turtle in the water. Am I supposed to be looking at her, listening to her audio?
No, you don't need to listen. Okay. It's just simply to take a look. You're going to listen to me. You don't need to listen to her.
Okay. You should look up the video, everyone, because they are like scraggly. Well, yeah, they look a little like dinosaurs in the water, too. Dinosaur turtle birds.
Yeah. Like they kind of run, kind of like running along the bottom. I'll have the link in the show notes so you guys can click on it.
They sort of fly through the water, too, as they figure out their feathers.
Yeah.
Wait. So they're in the water and they have to get out.
So they swim to the edge and they use the claws to climb.
I didn't understand what I was seeing, but
yeah,
this is a little Watson crawling up a towel against a wall. Or something.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. So when the threat, you know, from the nest is gone, they claw their way back up the tree. Somewhere around the 4-month mark, they lose that clawed wing. And here's the weird thing. So all birds have genetic remnants of these clawed wing fingers, and some still grow them. Just like some of us have Neanderthal and we have bigger foreheads.
Yeah.
But the Watson throws back far enough into their genetics to actually use the hooked wing.
That's impressive.
You're in the Amazon. You hear them and they sound like a wheezy cough. That's their vocalization.
Like a 70-year-old smoker.
Yeah. And then you smell cow crap.
Oh, wow. No, thank you, though.
Well, come on. He's so cuddly. Because Watson eat leaves. That's it. Mm-hmm. Foliage. Tons of it.
Oh, too much cruciferous
They're just chewing, they're swallowing. And then, okay, so birds have a crop. And mm-hmm. in chickens, for example, because I have chickens, it's like a pre-stomach that's used to help bacteria to ferment and digest things.
Yeah.
Well, this foregut fermentation, that's what they call that. Cows will eat and it goes into something that's kind of similar, and then they burp it up and they chew it and they swallow it and they kind of like slowly digest it. Well, the Watson doesn't re-chew. This food goes into its crop, and then instead of re-chewing, it's bacteria in the crop digesting the food for it. And then it goes down into the stomach. And that pre-digestion that happens with bacteria smells exactly like a cow.
Oh, that's strange and off-putting.
It is. Well, and that's part of the reason why their head is so small and their body is so big. Because in a chicken, like you can feel like right at the base of the neck on a chicken that the crop has like some food in it and some rocks, because they use the rocks to kind of like grind everything up.
Yeah.
Most of the inside of a Watson is their crop.
Oh, yeah. Weird.
Okay. It takes over 1,000 bacterial species and 45 hours for a Watson to fully digest the leaves it's snacking on.
Wow. So they're 2 days behind on all their food, but they eat every day probably, right?
Yeah. They're just eating and mashing and burping and farting and smelling like cow pies.
Yikes. Okay. So if you look up Watson crop, it'll show you a diagram, and it looks like a chicken has a potato directly at the bottom of its throat where its body starts. Its body.
Yeah.
That's big. Now, am I remembering this right? This is a side road, but okay. Do they eat rocks too to have in there?
Yeah, well, I mean, like chickens do. I don't know if all birds do. That would be a good question.
That's another episode, everybody. Because I have no intention of answering. We will not be taking questions on my episodes today.
Not all birds. Okay. Not all birds have crops.
Okay. But the ones that do.
But the ones that do, like a chicken, we give them oyster shell. We give them, like when they're little chicks, we give them tiny bits of grit. Because it helps grind up the food. Because they don't have teeth, right? You know?
Yeah.
So if you couldn't chew your food and you just had to swallow it down whole, swallowing a couple rocks and letting them bang together. Brain Junk does not recommend that you do this, would help mash up the food. But
okay. The
Watson are up in the trees, and it's just, they're kombucha birds.
Yes, that's exactly what I was just thinking. It's like, wow, they have their own little factory going, a constant supply of cow flatulence kombucha.
Delicious. But here's the thing. Okay, so the hooked wing that they have, and then the fact that they are not great flyers, and they look so dinosaur-y. It turns out that they are the only species in its genus, species, and order. It doesn't have a family tree. It's just a stick, a stinky one.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
There was a defect that persisted and turned out to be a natural deterrent to predators?
Yeah, 64-ish million years ago, they think there was a split. They might be related very distantly to birds like chickens and maybe other land birds, but nobody, as of the last paper that I read about this.
Nobody will claim them.
Yep, they're birds. Yeah, we got that. And then that's what we got.
These are outliers?
Yeah, totally. Total outliers.
It's like a kid's drawing. Like they said, draw us a bird. And this is the drawing come to life.
Yeah, I think my favorite part is the spiky head feathers.
Yes, they are wonderful. So to make sure I didn't get lost too, the adults no longer have the little elbow strike claw.
Correct. Yes. At about that four month mark, they kind of drop off because they don't need it anymore. They can kind of fly. They fly about as well as, I don't know if you live in a region with quail. We do.
Oh, yes.
Quail can fly.
They do that little
glide.
Flutter, flutter, flutter. Yeah.
Yeah. It's not like birds flying through the sky. It's more like, and off they go and they make it to a tree or they go down to the ground. It's not pretty. Turkeys fly the same way. It's just, like, what are you guys doing?
I was just going to say, this is like a small turkey. We have roving bands of turkeys in Spokane in like the past decade that have never been here before, but are here now. And there's a herd on the South Hill in my area of town.
Yeah. And they just sit on the sidewalks. Now imagine if all of them smelled like cow pies.
I would probably be taking more aggressive action to deter them from considering my yard as habitat.
Yeah, that's probably true. So, I mean, nature, it's something.
Yeah. Go see the Andes and the stinkiest bird. Now, isn't that an area that has that horrible death-smelling tree, too? I can't remember its name, so I can't look it up. The corpse flower. The corpse flower.
Oh.
That's one of them. There's pictures of two different kinds of things here. The corpse flower is the smelliest flower on earth, and it's Indonesia, so you can't have them in the same day. Sorry.
No, but there is, it says something, Wikipedia says.
There's another one that's
Polylepis. It's a shrub, tropical Andes.
Is that in the Andes? Can you have...
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Stinky things in the Andes. This is going to be a brain junk tour that we offer.
The tour is going to be titled, Hey, Smell This.
Oh, my gosh. This is so gross. You have to smell it.
What is it? Okay. So what is it with especially couples where you'll maybe pull something out of the fridge and you're like, whoa. And you're like, hey, does this smell bad? It's like, you know, why do you need the other person to also suffer?
Yeah. But I will seek them out. If nobody's in the kitchen, I'm like, oh, you have to smell this. It's horrible.
Yeah. Is this spoiled? Is it? And they're like, oh. Yes, it is.
How could you even wonder? I just wanted you to smell it too.
Yeah. So, I mean, next time you decide to go sniff a stinky bird, let us know.
That's the bird of brain junk. Like if we have a mascot or something, I feel like it's the Watson. There's plenty of other candidates though, actually. It's probably actually the rat or the ant.
That's, yes. Some ant. It was a rat and an ant. We just did science. We made a new animal.
I kind of like the idea of a six-legged rat. That's horrifying.
Oh, God.
With antenna. This episode has gone down several side roads, and you are welcome. If you'd like to see an illustration of our ant rat, you're going to have to draw one. And, of course, if you'd like to hear more about all of this...
All of this. Yeah. She just gestures to the world around.
I totally did. Like and subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts. Trace and I will catch you next time when we share more of everything you never knew you wanted to know. And I guarantee you will not be bored.